Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod.
I'm sorry, did I go with Tamara Judge? Salt Lake wannabe?
We are having Angie K, the good Angie, as we always like to call her. I gotta say this though, I do kind of miss Angie H's energy.
Who's that?
Sometimes. I know you always say that, but like she did bring a little bit to the show. But we have Angie K on. We're getting a lot of juicy details during the live show, but there's some things that I'm scared the fans aren't gonna ask Angie that we need to kind of dig
okay,
into.
We're digging in.
Okay. Things that I'm going to say about my personal knowledge about Angie K in a complimentary fashion. One, there are very few housewives that I see outside of the housewife world that are regular functioning humans that are there doing things with their family, living the life and 100% in it. And I have seen, like, I go to horse shows. I see Angie. She is there with her daughter. We are both hot messes expresses, running after them, taking care of them. She does have those shades
on,
even at the horse shows. But, Angie, you're the real deal. And I think you're the real deal when it comes to your business, when it comes to
Your husband, your parenting, your father.
All of the things. So that I don't want you to think, because we're going to come at you for some certain things, that we don't really appreciate you and love you. And you're somebody we would be friends with whether you are on the show or not be on the show, because you're real. But now we're going to get to business.
Now it's happening. Why do you not want Monica on the show? Did you guys band together to not have her on the show?
Nobody band together and nobody asked. I know in all my interviews with production, will you film with Monica was not a question. Her name never came up in my interviews. And it sounds like that was, you know, the running theme throughout the cast. So nobody stood together and said, we will not. That I wasn't a part of that. I don't think that even happened. But I think the writing is on the wall that the trust has been lost. Yeah. So that was that to me is something that Bravo it feels to me that Bravo decided that was probably what is best for the show moving forward.
Well, do you think, I have a question for our producers here because I don't know the answer to this question. Has there ever been a housewife, a first season housewife that has gotten the first seat that never came back again?
No. Not that I know of. No.
So the fact that I at least need to get a little bit of...
When you say first seat, somebody that had the first seat and then was fired. Andy.
Yeah, like I never know.
First seat, then fired.
Yeah. Like, I don't think Peggy Sahulian was first seat.
She got last seat.
Yeah, like...
The 100th housewife.
I mean, I got fired and I was never even last seat.
She could have fallen off the chair and nobody would notice.
But so I think that shows the amount of impact that she had
on the show.
She had on the show. But my true question, and then I'll take it over to Tamara. When we really talk about it and we really break it down, yes, was Monica reckless? Yes, should she have taken accountability for the things that she did? And had she taken some accountability and stopped age shaming and stopped doing all of those things, would there have been more of a place for her? Yes, all of that I agree. I do not think she showed out and showed well at the reunion.
No.
However, I do think I would be more concerned if there was a person that I was filming with who covered up being punched in the face allegedly by somebody else for an entire year, blame production.
That's in jail
as being somebody less problematic than somebody that had a troll burner account with less than 8,000 followers. And that's just how I feel. Do you not see that portion?
You know, for me, because I have kind of been in a similar situation with Jen that Heather was in, I know other women on the cast have been in that same situation where there was, I don't even want to use the word fear, but she was there from the beginning and there were friendships formed. There was history there. She was on the show. When the women saw Monica coming in and repeating the same behaviors, they had just gotten rid of what they no
but
longer
they hadn't
to
gotten rid of.
Of
the federal
that's right.
prisons
yes.
had gotten
and,
rid
and
of
it was
the,
it was like
yeah,
this
the FBI
sigh
got rid of that girl.
It was this sigh of relief that, oh my God, finally we're done. People can rise
but
up.
They weren't other done people- they weren't done. Heather was still protecting her. Heather would not come out. She actually, from what we heard on the reunion, and I heard this because we have some of the same production people, she blamed it on production and jeopardized their jobs. And they don't make a ton of money, but they jeopardized their jobs. There's an internal investigation about this. And then was joking about, oh, it was probably production. That's not cool.
Yeah, and she admitted that. She admitted she was wrong. She admitted that that was dangerous. And
but she still never told us the story. How did she get the black eye? Here's the thing. If she wanted to come forward and 100% tell us how she got the black eye, listen, have I been blackout drunk on the television show? 1,000,000%. You want to know what my behavior was? Grabbing a shit ton of chips and talking shit about somebody.
Yeah.
I wasn't punching somebody in the face.
But let me just, before we start... going, we're not going after you, but I'm saying,
come
if
after
any,
me.
No,
I'm
no,
ready.
No, 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 no,
I'm
no,
ready.
That's not what we want to do. If anybody on that cast should hate Monica, it's you. She went after your husband. I've experienced that. She went after your career. She said you were in the mafia, all these things. If anybody should hate her, it's you.
Yeah.
It's you.
Yeah.
But do you see the good of her on the show?
For that one season, yes, she activated people with lies. She activated people with alleged rumors that were untrue, but she knew that was the only box that she could check as a housewife, and she used it. At this point moving forward, everything she says will fall flat. She's been exposed as a liar. She's been exposed as a troll. She's been exposed as a fraud. No one even knows who she is. No one knows her real name. There's such a question mark there. And if she came back and tried to come at us with anything that activated us last season, it will fall flat.
But when it comes to showing your real life, and granted, yes, she did a lot of lying. She did a lot of things that are unfortunate. But seeing her with her kids,
and
seeing
her
with her mother, seeing the hardship she's gone
through—that's
through,
good TV. Yeah.
That I'm not trying to be an asshole. Yeah. She showed more in three episodes than the majority of the rest of the cast have shown the entire time. Love Lisa Barlow. Do I give two shits about getting that email from the Mormon church on where he's going on his thing? And is that great television? Absolutely not.
Yeah. And listen, that's why there are characters that relate to different religions, different people. And there's a lot of people that related to Monica's story. There's a lot of Mormons that relate to Lisa, Greeks that relate to me, right? But what I will say about Monica, I am all for the underdog. I have been raised very humble. My parents lived through the Depression. They were starving. They had no food, no water, no shoes. I was raised so humble, so down to earth. I was rooting for her from day one. I wanted to see her create a better life for her family. And I feel like coming in with lies, coming in deceptive, coming in with like, I'm going to take these bitches out and that's how I'm going to make my mark. No, this show is
about
for
the girls. I will agree.
But do you think she was trying to take bitches out, or do you think she was trying to take out Jen Shah and you guys were all collateral damage?
Look, before she started filming with me, I have now screenshots, proof, timeline, all of it, receipts. She was planning to come on and take me out. Like, I was her
but
real
why do
friend.
You think that?
I was going to be a real friend to her. I've seen it. I've seen her friends have told me she had a plan to blow me up, to blow up my spot, to take
the
me
friend,
out. I was
Tanisha?
Not her competition. No. I've seen
Can
the
we
screenshots.
Talk about Tanisha?
Yeah. The girls tried to ice me out too for 2 seasons. And guess what I did? I stood strong in my truth. I was honest, which gained respect from the viewers, which turned the fans to love me because I was truthful. I spoke in facts. I spoke in real conversations. I held my own and I was me. I had the same name that is on my birth certificate. I didn't change it when I was married. I am me and I presented my real self, my real life, and I didn't lie. When you lie, you lose respect of the fans. Once the trust is gone, no one will believe a fucking thing you
but
say.
But I have a question.
So,
you
let's
were
talk
being
about
out.
Heather, then.
You were being iced out that first
yeah,
episode.
When you went, let's talk about Trixie Hotel.
Yeah, I
the
was
motel.
Iced out.
So you went to Trixie Motel. You were not invited. You were brought on. They didn't want anything to do with you.
So why? You know, and how can you forgive Meredith, who was clearly, you'd already gotten your snowflake and she was doing everything in her power to not let you be part of the group? Why do you give her so much grace?
I don't give Meredith grace. And I think one was dirty and the other was dirtier. They were in it together. And I think Meredith finally realized, ooh, I'm partnering up with the wrong person in this group. And she backed off, but it was too late. She was involved. I don't trust her.
Is that why she was so calm in Bermuda? Because she knew
I that's how I feel. I have zero proof, but she didn't have a whole lot to say.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
But what was Meredith's issue with you? That's what I cannot reconcile. That's what I don't
understand
know.
It.
I have no idea what other than I have no idea. I wish I could say what it was. I don't even think she had a real reason to try and ice me out and to try and take me out. And, you know, she thought I was a fraud. She thought I was laundering money. She thought I was an organized crime.
Where do you think this came from?
You know, maybe she was carrying the torch for Jen.
But I don't think she's carrying any torch for Jen. I don't think she likes Jen at all. But do you blame Meredith at all? Because Meredith clearly had a conversation with Monica off camera talking about this.
I think Meredith likes to dig on people. And I think she was hoping that these rumors about me being in organized crime.
Please say it with rumors.
Yes. I think Meredith was hoping that these rumors of me being in organized crime, that I launder money, that I had a deceptive husband, that I was living a double fake life, that I wasn't a real business owner in Salt Lake City and a pillar of the community, as I say. I think she wanted to believe all this to be true, and it's not. And once she found out it wasn't, she had no leg to stand on, so she had to start backpedaling.
But does she even live in Salt Lake City?
She doesn't know one thing about me, and if she was from Salt Lake City, she wouldn't know who I was. And, you know, that's where she went wrong. She wanted to assume that Angie's a fraud trying to get on the show. No, I deserve to be on this show. I am true representation of Salt Lake City, business, family.
But do you believe there's any housewife in the history, other than, I've talked about this with Tamara, than from like a bajillion years ago when housewives originally started, that don't want to be on the show? We have to be very clear. You wanted to be on the show.
It's fun. Yeah. I'm like willing to throw my hat in the ring.
I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody coming in hot, trying to get
I
on
have
the
real
show.
Friendships with the ladies.
Is there any part of you that can move forward with Monica? Has Monica reached out to you?
Monica's not reached out to me. I don't trust Monica. I also think if she came
Do you trust
forward,
anybody on your cast?
I do.
Who?
I do.
You trust
I know this is... I know
Your
this
pause is,
is
slightly concerning.
No, I
Who?
Do. I'm willing to name them. And I know you guys are going to scream. But right now, I love Lisa. I love Heather. I love Whitney. And I trust them moving forward. And if I put that trust in that relationship... And look, there's going to be petty conflict.
What about Mary?
Oh, Mary. You know... I like Mary, and I think Mary likes me.
Hold on. What? That's like me saying the fans like me. No one likes
they
me.
They like you. Stop it.
The no. fans love you.
No,
they
but do. Like Mary only liked you at the reunion once you gave her a compliment.
And told her to get the lipstick off her teeth. You know, I think Mary realized she had no reason not to like me, and she basically told me the girls did to me what they're doing to you. So I think she saw that and she backed off. I didn't get to know Mary. I didn't film with her. I really didn't get to know her very well. And I'm still just barely getting to know her.
And
I mean, she's nice. I am the closest with Lisa,
Heather, and
Whitney right
now. But what do you
think
the future of the show is? So now you have Monica.
Yeah.
And by the way, while I'm not giving Monica 100% credit for the ratings, but the ratings almost doubled this season. Going in next season, are you a little fearful because Monica's not going to be there? However, do you think Monica's not going to be there because Andy Cohen went on Watch What Happens Live and basically said that she's on a break?
Yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't say that about many people.
He hasn't said that about me.
No.
Yes. Yeah. Yet. You know, I don't know. It's the unknown for all of us. We're just going to show up to work next week. We're going to start filming. And whatever happens, happens. As a business owner, I do know when my top stylist moves or leaves, it leaves room for others to become rising stars. Just like when Jen left, others were able to rise to the occasion.
So what's going to happen when you're at an all cast event and Monica walks in with Mary?
I mean, I think we're all going to be unfazed. I've said it, guys. The mask is off. The gig is up. There's nothing she could say that would affect anyone anymore because everything was based on lies.
Do you think she deserves a second season?
As I said earlier, I think that, you know, she basically, like, she blew her wad in one season. She came in hot. She came in with lies. She's lost respect. She's lost trust from viewers. She's lost trust from the fans. There's desperation there. When you cast someone who is desperate, okay, and who is openly broke, who is openly, you know, having trouble in her marriage, coming after women about their finances, being in organized crime, you know, laundering money. But yet, if I say, well, you know, you're living off the government,
you're saying she
you're broke, you're under a carport. Guess what? I can't speak like that or I'm going to get attacked. But she can come at every single one of us.
Right now from one of the comments you said. Yeah, yeah. What was it?
Listen.
No, she said you're low brow and everybody
said. Everyone thought I said brown. If I bring up the
car. But low brown is not even a saying.
Yeah, it's like saying you're not sophisticated.
Yeah.
Monica will take any opportunity to turn something into a negative. Oh, you mean women of higher caliber won't come on the show? You think I shouldn't be sitting here? If you were a little more sophisticated, you would have heard that in a different way. It's saying successful businesswomen will not want to be cast on this show, will not come onto the show because it is dangerous to be friends with someone who has nothing to fucking lose.
Yeah,
will come on right. with lies.
That is true. If well, you right have nothing now, to lose, you're the most dangerous kind of housewife.
And listen, you guys, I'm self-made. I've worked hard. I'm successful in my business. I have a great marriage. I have a beautiful family. I said, I'm going to come on and be proud of this and I'm going to showcase all of this. I didn't want to go in the lion's den with someone that's going to fucking lie. I will never lie. I will never come onto this show and try and ruin someone's family with lies. And look, that doesn't last.
No, like, there's no sustainability there. I don't think that was good. And I don't even think that's good TV. Like, I'm so sick of people going after husbands saying they're gay when they're not.
Yes.
It's just not cool.
It doesn't go away after
doesn't go
that
well.
Episode.
I don't like it. I think that her low blows, and I will tell this to her face. In fact, oh my God, I have Monica on the phone right now. I'm
yeah,
just kidding.
Get her on.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
I need you to explain this to me, like, with my small brain, because listen, I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, but I need you to explain to me how a trampoline with eyes
is a compliment.
Is a compliment.
Alrighty. Listen, I don't think
I want to be a trampoline with eyes.
Trampoline with eyes wasn't iconic until I said it was a compliment. And then people really got it. After Monica spent the entire season talking about our age, our looks, our wrinkles, this is a show about middle-aged women. It's not Summer Winter House. It's middle-aged,
yes,
successful business women, right? So you're coming after everyone's looks and wrinkles. It made me really realize, like, well, trampoline with eyes is a comment, is a compliment.
Where
it's
did
like
it,
nice,
right, you did
tight.
It later, where did it come from?
But you originally said trampoline with eyes. It was not meant in a complimentary.
Oh, I'm going to be honest, because as I said.
Remind us who you called a trampoline.
Meredith called me a fucking bulldog. Meredith called me a fucking pit bull. So I said, well, you look like a trampoline
with
eyes.
Hey, I have
a pit bull.
How did you come up with that?
Well, listen, I grew up in the hair industry. All my fun gay friends, I have a lot of one-liners and they're still back there. I mean, next season more will come out. But I will tell you, like, listen, I'd rather be called a trampoline with eyes said you're fucking wrinkly old. You look your age. And listen,
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
No one's going to believe any more rumors she drops. No one's going to believe any more lies. And all her rebuttals now are like, well, you're ugly. Eat a D. You're wrinkly. You're dumb. I mean, guys, the rebuttals at the reunion was the real Monica. She got a nice little edit, in my opinion. Like, you didn't see all that, but those were her rebuttals. Like, she would mock us. If you say, shut up. Everything that you say, she'd mock back in a stupid voice and then tell you how ugly you were and tell you how wrinkly you were and call you a bitch. Like, how's that going to land well next season? She's played all of her cards.
I feel like she has more cards to play. So I appreciate that I'm going to see her on probably Ultimate Girls Trip or Traitors or something else. And hopefully they will cast me right along with her.
We have breaking news right now. Monica has reached out to me and she has asked to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, good for her. Yeah.
She's have her on. Let's hear her info side. On the twats.
We've had her on before, but now she wants to say what she has to say.
But I have
She didn't say to the reunion, so like let
I
her
know.
Say it
well,
here.
She needs
she had the she opportunity.
Is there
to
anything
apologize.
That she can do to make things better?
You know, I don't know. In that moment where she had all of us right there, you know, I read an interview where she went back to her room and cried, didn't say a word, and kept saying, I'm so embarrassed. Where was that vulnerability at the reunion? Where was the accountability at the reunion? We are all
The
burn book. And guess what, guys? She's on trial for being a bully. The burn book said horrible things. I saw the photo of me saying horrible things. It's like, this is not what you're here for. You're here to redeem yourself, not to talk more shit.
Well, I don't think she redeemed herself at
she
all
did
at
not.
The reunion. And
she
I
did
felt
not.
She was
I
way
do,
better.
But let me ask you a question. Do you feel if she did redeem herself at the reunion that you guys would be open to a friendship with her?
It's hard to say because when you're in the moment, you know, the emotions, and if we would have felt that realness in that vulnerability in person, things could have been different. She had multiple chances to do it. But it's like, how does she do it now? What, by text?
I mean, hold on. I'm going to read this just in from her Insta story. Also, to say I don't have any of the same things you have and then to follow that with saying you don't have a marriage, neither does Heather, but that tracks.
That's okay. And guess
and
what?
And then she says, also, ROP, my amazing burn book. I know everyone is saying it was a fail. I agree. It was a total failure that you didn't get to see all the wondrous evidence she held, including the proof of someone asking her the RVT page to post things. Oh, is that Reality Fontes? I'm quick. Page to post things about Jen for her. But anyways, what else is going on? Okay.
Can I respond to that? Yeah. I'm not digging on her marriage. I said she was open about her marriage.
Was she
Every
married
housewife
when
is
she
not
started
married.
The show?
Yes, she was.
Oh,
yes, she was.
They never even talked about
no,
that.
No, because she said she was divorced. Yeah.
But,
so that
but
she
Linda
wasn't.
Linda said she didn't like the husband straight away from the photos that she found
I don't like
on.
But you guys, look, no one's coming for her marriage. And see, that's where she turns things on everyone. She came for mine. So it's like, I didn't talk about your marriage. I didn't talk about your business.
I talk about Tamara's marriage all the time.
Yeah. Can I ask a question?
So it's riveting.
May I wear the interview hat for 1 second? Because I'm so curious because you guys have been housewives. You are on a show and you've been in these situations. Let's talk about like Vicky's cancer scam lie, right? Vicky had 10 years under her belt.
Yep.
And the fans trusted her for 10 years. She did not lose the trust of the fans until 10 years later.
Yep.
Now, Monica lost the trust of the fans and the cast in 3 months.
Good point.
Okay.
Yeah, that
so
is
you
good,
did not want to film with Vicky.
No.
You guys did not want her back in the group. The women did not want to be friends with her. But you guys, after 3 months, are asking us to be friends
group,
with this woman.
I didn't mind
and
her
asking
back in the
us
group.
To film with her. Same thing with LVP and the little dog situation.
But LVP quit on her own because she couldn't take that we busted her.
Okay, then let's go back to the Vicky.
Okay. I'm like, unfortunately for her, she quit because she couldn't handle the heat.
I want to hear this.
Okay, so I knew what the, like for me, I have a producer hat. I know what the good of the show is. In bringing Vicky back for another season, even though she went after my husband, the cancer scam, all that stuff, I knew that this was going to be good TV. So I was welcome to have her back and I didn't, what?
Resolution.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then it also, like, if you don't have her back, it robs the viewers of the resolution. So that's what I'm saying. Yes, Monica fucked up. I'm not like, yay, Monica, you're amazing. I do think Monica's good TV. I do think that Monica rides the line. She rides the line. We did have somebody on the show that rode the line. Well, eventually she crossed the line. Okay. And that's the thing where Monica is riding the line. I don't want to see her cross line. I would love to coach Monica and have a conversation with her and tell her, you cannot shame people for the way they look. You just can't do that. It's not okay.
You can
it's
make fun cool. of an outfit. You
don't lie about somebody, but she is funny. She's pretty. She's got, she's got a lot of qualities.
Her natural stuff with the kids. I'm going to give you a little extra pressure. I'm wondering if you can do each of the woman's voice.
Impressions.
So take a sip of champs and let's see. We'll start out with Meredith because that's your number one.
You want me to go there with a husband? I can go there with a husband. Don't fuck with me. The rumors, the nastiness about her.
Okay, that's done. All right, now
that
we've got
so good.
Whitney.
Well, I'm just really excited. Like, I'm launching my new line. And
Prism,
it's called
the fillings.
And, like, I get my feelings, and I'm healing, and I'm the real deal.
The dill.
The real deal.
Okay. Lisa Barlow.
I'm going to die dripping in diamonds and cash.
Okay.
That's her new tagline.
Uh-huh. That actually should be her new... Heather.
Receipts. Screenshots of fucking everything to prove you are a fucking bully and a fucking troll.
Okay. Mary Cosby.
Angie, don't talk to me like that. I don't like it. Yeah. Little girl.
Little girl.
Yay, you're so good.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.